وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
And recall when we made a covenant with the children of Israel. You shall serve none but Allah, and do good to parents, kinsmen, orphans, and the needy. You shall speak kindly to men, and establish prayer, and give purifying alms, zakah. And yet, except for a few of you, you turned back on this covenant, and you are still backsliders.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ.
And recall when we made a covenant with you that you shall not shed one another's blood and shall not turn out one another from your homelands. You confirmed it, and you yourselves are witnesses to it.
ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَٰؤُلَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ دِيَارِهِمْ تَظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم إخراجهم أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون.
And here you are, killing one another, turning out a party of your own from their homelands, aiding one another against them in sin and enmity. And if they come to you as captives, you ransom them, although the very act of expelling them was unlawful to you. Do you believe in a part of the scripture and reject the rest? What else then could be the retribution of those among you who do this than that they should live in degradation in the present life, and that on the day of resurrection they should be sent to the severest chastisement? Allah is not heedless of what you do. Do you believe in a part of the scripture and reject the rest? Before the advent of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the Jewish tribes who lived on the outskirts of Medina had concluded an alliance with the Arab tribes of Aus and Khazraj. When the Arab tribes fought against one another, each Jewish tribe fought on the side of its allies, which led to fratricide and so to a flagrant violation of the Book of God. Moreover, when the war ended, the captives were ransomed. This ransom was justified on the basis of scriptural arguments. They extolled the word of God when it permitted the ransom of prisoners of war, but attached no significance at all to the same word of God when it prohibited mutual feuding.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ.
These are the ones who have bought the present life in exchange for the world to come. Their chastisement shall not be lightened, nor shall they be helped.